From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. At least 24 people are known dead from a tsunami that damaged whole villages on the Samoan Islands. Dozens are missing, including several workers at National Park Service facilities. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
The superintendent of the National Park of American Samoa is quoted as saying four waves, 15 to 20 feet high, roared ashore after the earthquake and reached up to a mile inland. He says only 20% of the park staff and volunteers are accounted for. Elsewhere, 24 people are reported killed. The governor of American Samoa, Togiola Tulafono, was in Honolulu at the time. He and the head of Hawaii Civil Defense are being transported back to the U.S. territory on a U.S. Coast Guard flight with relief supplies. American Samoa is home to 65,000 people. Hawaiian Airlines announced it intends to operate its next flight from Honolulu to Pongo Pongo on Thursday evening as scheduled, that pending confirmation of conditions at the international airport, which has been closed to commercial flights. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
More troops will soon be heading home from Iraq. Army General Ray Odierno will announce Wednesday the withdrawal of about 4,000 troops in October. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has more.
Odierno will make the announcement during testimony to the House Armed Services Committee tomorrow morning. In prepared remarks, a copy of which was obtained by NPR, Odierno says there will only be 120,000 U.S. troops on the ground by Halloween. Odierno takes a guardedly optimistic view of the situation in Iraq. He cites U.S. military figures showing a dramatic drop in violence in the country over the past few years, but he does acknowledge some problems, including a recent spate of violence and unresolved tensions along ethnic, sectarian, and regional lines. Odierno expresses confidence in the Iraqi security forces and says continuous drawdowns will leave only 50,000 U.S. troops in Iraq by the end of next summer. And the Obama administration may need those troops if they dramatically increase forces in Afghanistan, where a recent military review says they are sorely needed. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Members of the Senate Finance Committee have voted against including a public option in the health care overhaul bill. Five Democrats sided with Republicans in voting against the amendment. Committee Chairman Max Baucus says he voted against the proposal. Baucus says he doesn't see any other way to get the 60 votes that are needed to get the measure through the full Senate. Authorities in Chicago are offering $6,000 for information that leads to more arrests in the beating death of high school honor student Darian Albert. Four teens are being held without bond in connection with the slaying. The attack was recorded on a cell phone. Police and Chicago public school officials say they're hoping to prevent more violence by increasing patrols before and after classes and by offering free bus service to some students. This is NPR News. A top Syrian official is on a rare trip to Washington this week as Washington and Damascus take another step to try to normalize ties. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the visit to Washington by Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Mekdad is part of a dialogue the Obama administration opened with Damascus earlier this year. The visiting Syrian official met with the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Jack Lew and will have a series of other meetings while he's here. The U.S. has been talking to Syria about the security situation in neighboring Iraq. Middle East peace talks and the situation in Lebanon are also high on the agenda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department says it welcomes Iran's decision to allow Swiss diplomats to visit three Americans detained since late July on charges of illegal entry. The hikers were arrested for illegal entry. The Swiss government, which represents U.S. interests in Tehran, offered few details of the visit. A spokesman says only that diplomats had personally visited with the Americans. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says it's hard to say if Iran's decision to allow the visit is a conciliatory gesture. Iran is set to hold a meeting 2 days from now with five world powers attempting to persuade it to abandon any effort to build nuclear weapons. A military judge at Camp Pendleton has dismissed a murder charge against a Marine accused of killing an unarmed detainee in Iraq. Sergeant Jermaine Nelson, who said he was following orders, agreed to plead guilty to dereliction of duty and will serve no prison time. He could have faced life in prison if convicted. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.